A little bit to get to Adam in the Yom Tov Mu'il Sikkim Rebbe, Yanni, Megillah, and Purim. And so, such a clock is terrible. What gets you into the mood? Nancy gets into the mood. The good Sukkotar gets into the mood. There's a famous Maisa with the Yeshua's Yankov. You know, Yeshua's Yankov was Rav where? What? Not in Krakow, no. That was the story from Shlomo Kabach. Which one? Shkrav, you'll see it. You'll sing it. Yeshua's Yankov is a Rav in Lemberg. In the time of the Ktzos. It's called the Vav, very mystic. So he was once in Shul on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur. They were about to start Kundidre, and walked in a tall Hasidic Yid. And he walked up to the Bima, pushed the Chazan away, davened called Nidre, Ma'ariv, the whole night he said Tehillim, Shachris, Musaf, because of Torah, Mincha. He's up for Ovid. After Ma'ariv, the Rav took him home to Stranger, took him home to Ben Abdullah home, he took him away. He said he doesn't feel well. He doesn't feel well yesterday. He says he wanted to, he said, no, bring me your Gemara Sukkah. Whatever Gemara Sukkah, he learned the whole night. And when he went to Shachris. So it was a belief he gets a Bedijrava. So the question of the Sanz Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe said that the Yitzhak Bedijrava was the Omid of Tfilin Klai Yisrael. Right? The Omid of Tfilin. But why did he feel well once Yom Kippur? Because he had to live for 24 hours. Yeah? So if you're ever sad, learn a ktzos. Kiveg is hard. It's hard to get happy from a kiveg. You have to mutch yourself. If you're ever sad, I'm telling you, Papa Klai, what are your life? If you're sad, learn a ktzos. If you can't figure out the ktzos, learn a Reb Shmuel, the big red ones, not the little ones, not reading clearly. But the big red ones, I'm telling you, Papa, for the rest of your life, wherever you are, no matter where you are. If you can't get on the shul, get your Reza Chafla. Okay, let's go. What? Is your place in the Miklat program? What? Why? I go our sukkah, also. The erech and tamura. Okay, let's go. There's a famous hakir, the Biskarov. The verse says in Megillah that Daled and Erech and that Gimel, that ladies are chayiv in Kriyas Megillah. The verse says in Erech and that Daled. And I'm using the Erech because there's a Tosfos there that I want to quote. In Erech and that Gimel it says, "Amar Rav Shuvan Levi Noshem Chayovas v'Mikra Megillah Sha'af Ein Hoya Bo'ez Anes." Ladies are chayiv. That means what? What does it mean? Ladies are chayiv. Normally, there is a potter from Mitzvah Sessions Man Groma. Ladies are chayiv in Mikra Megillah. Sha'af hein hoy ba'is ha'nes. They were included in the nes. Hashmir, Lara, Gavid. So the famous hakira, the Biskarov, over there in the stencil on Megillah. The Rav had a hakira. Yesh lachmer. Just that we say that ladies are af hein ba'is ha'nes. This the pshat is, because the Rav, that even though in all mitzvahs there's a din of mitzvahs and seishas magrom, ladies are potter. But the Baal ladies were included in the mitzvah, in the nest of Purim, so the din of mitzvah says, remember, the p'tor wasn't said. I mean, the p'tor wasn't said. The p'tor of mitzvah says, my grandma wasn't said on Purim because since they're included in the nest, so normally, normally there's a p'tor whenever you have mitzvah says, my grandma, you're potter, but it wasn't said by, Purim. Another way of learning is, no, ladies are potter because mitzvah says, my grandma. This is a special takana for ladies. Shafin hoyes bezin. It means the chakir of the Biskarov is that the ladies are chayiv. They chayiv like men, because normally ladies are potter because of mitzvah cessation and grama. Over here, where they're afin hoyes, so the p'tor wasn't said. So then they have the same chiyuv as the men. All the pshat is no. They don't have the same chiyuv as the men. The mitzvah cessation and grama. There's a separate takana mating chayiv the ladies. What's an afkamina of genius chakir? Anyway, get around the spot. That's enough for me. Allah say about it. We'll get to that enough for me in a minute. By the way, we'll get to enough for me to be mighty in a minute. We'll see in a second. It's not mukhrach that is a hilk. better not be a second. If the siren goes off, we'll go downstairs and then we'll come back up, okay? You can hear the siren, sir? What? What? So listen carefully. We'll get to all the nafkamiyas, I always say it's good, but I want to say a bigger nafkamiya. Can we tell you a bigger nafkamiya on this? What? We'll get to the bracha in a second. That's good nafkamiya. We'll get to that in a second. The Mishnah says a nafkamiya before all this. This is a very interesting nafkamiya. Avodim. Every Kanani we know has a deal like ladies. It's a very interesting nafkamiya, which I'll talk about some more bracha. But we all know that the ladies, the avodim, every Kanani has a deal like a lady. What will be the din of every Kanani legabi Megillah? It's a fascinating thing. What will be the din of every Kanani legabi Megillah? So Zakta wrote like this. According to the Tzad, that Afin Abizanei says that legabi Megillah wasn't said of Torah Mitzvah Zvang Roma. So Avodim had the din of ladies. And if ladies don't have the Torah Mitzvah Zvang Roma, neither do Avodim. So if the Tzad is because Afin Abizanei is the reason why they took off the Torah Mitzvah Zvang Roma, they took off the Torah, Mr. Sejman Grama, so then they took off the Torah, it wasn't said by Mikra. That means on the mitzvah, Mikra Megillah wasn't said the Torah of Mr. Sejman Grama. So then I'm going to be chayav also. That's his first side. His first side is that Mr. Sejman Grama wasn't said later. And so the dinner of Mr. Sejman Grama wasn't said by Megillah Bachal. That's what that one said. So then I'm going to be chayav also, because I'm going to be hookish to ladies. Slowly. One second, slowly. Masha'en Kane, if what? If the din is that ladies are potting with Zayg Rama, this is a special chi of Sha'afin Oyvayis Anes, see what's the title, maybe Avodim weren't in the Nes. It's ultimate whether Avodim were included in the Nes or not. Does it matter? But one second. Avodim weren't included in the Nes. And since Avodim weren't included in the Nes, so the ladies were included in the Nes, and Avodim weren't included in the Nes, the Mela says the Rav that Avodim will be part of it. I say, Zach the Rav. That's his Hakira, that's his Nafkamina. So it's very interesting. Developing Zariah from the Tosis brings over here, Shita Zabahag. The Bahag, Tosis brings down in Erech and Avgimel, Shita Zabahag, that ladies cannot be mighty men in the Kriyas Megillah. Why not, says the Bahag? And by the way, the what I'm going to say over now, the Mishabur brings down a tough rage pay test of Cotton Zion. A tough rage pay test of Cotton Zion, Mishabur brings down this sheet of the Bahag. Tough rage pay test of Cotton Zion, Mishabur brings down. It's a Tosis in Erech and Avgimel. The ladies can't be waiting in. Why can't ladies be waiting in? Says the Tosfos, Hashem de Bahag, Halachas Gedolos, because ladies, the mitzvah is the Shmiya, not the Kriya, and that's why the Paskin, that if you make a Kriyas Megillah for ladies, you don't make a Bracha, Kriyas Megillah, make the Shmaya. And since the Bracha, but them is Shmiya, they have a different mitzvah. Their mitzvah is Shmiya. The men's mitzvah is Kriya. The Megillah says the Bahag, says Tosfos, a lady can't be mighty a man. Hagam the lady's chayiv in Kriyas Megillah, but her chayiv is a chayiv shmiya. Very interesting, different chayiv. Her chayiv is a chayiv shmiya. And our chayiv, the man, is a chayiv of Kriya. The Megillah have different chayiv, but a lady can't be mighty a man. We'll continue downstairs, okay?
Says the Mishabura, Mishabura brings this down, a lady can't be mighty a man, slowly. Because Lechaira, you have a riot to the Hakira of the Rav. Why? Because what was the Rav's Hakira? The Rav's Hakira was, a lady is just going back to the Chiyuv of the man because we take off the Torah of Mitzvah Seis Bank Rama. Or do we say the ladies have a Bazun to Chiyuv? That's clear from the Bahag. If the Bahag passes, Mishabura passes Halacha, that a lady can't be mitzi a man because the lady has a separate chiyuv, a different chiyuv than the man. So that's a clear hachra on the chakir of the Biskarov. It's a clear hachra on the chakir of the Biskarov. It's a clear hachra on the chakir of the Biskarov that if a lady can't be mitzi a man because the lady's chiyuv is a chiyuv of shmiya and the man's chiyuv is a chiyuv of kriya, so then obviously the gather of afhein and everybody said it didn't put the ladies back into the men. It didn't put the ladies back into the men. What it did was, it says the ladies have a separate chiyuv. That's a clear hachra on the chakira of the Biskarov. That's a clear hachra on the chakira of the Biskarov. Because the Biskarov clear the chakira. From the Baha'i, we have a raya that the gather of the ladies' chiyuv wasn't that they put them back into the chiyuv of the men. They have their own chiyuv. Ad kedei kach, they have their own chiyuv. That's a different chiyuv. A chiyuv shmiya, not a chiyuv kriya. As I say, l'chayra in the Baha'i. L'chayra, it's a l'chayra raya. The Biskarov doesn't bring this raya, but l'chayra, it's a raya muchachas.
The Iker Raya is from the being able to Maitzi, not the ultimate or from the fact that one's a Shmaya, one's a Kohen?
The same thing. The reason why they can't be Maitzi is because it's a separate mitzvah. Obviously, it's a separate Chiyav. If together of the Afein or Maitzi and Ace wants to put the ladies back into the Chiyav of the men and take off the dinner mitzvah, so they would have the same mitzvah. Obviously, if they, it's a new gather, and Afein or Maitzi doesn't put the, so L'chayr L'fiz that should come out, that Avodim, which are not necessarily included in the Afein or Maitzi, is Lav Davka, there's a shayla about that. So it could be that bottom will be high. It's a very interesting zach.
So how come a man can be mighty woman?
Hold on a second.
How come a man can be mighty woman?
What's the problem with a man being mighty woman, by the way? I mean, just why are you asking that?
Because he's not chayv in the chiv, he's chiv in the kriya.
He's chayv in the
kriya. It's not the same thing, he's not the same thing.
Hold on. It's very interesting you're asking that, by the way. One second. So, like as I say, like, what's he talking about, right? Where is that gone? I'm going to explain what he asked, by the way. He's asking, not like a lambda, but I'm going to explain what he's saying. You know, I never checked you all the years you were in chair. Never.
Never.
Never. Not in public. listen carefully. There's a whole mice here. He's asking a very interesting question. He's asking that if we go with this Bahag and the Mishabur, that you can't, that the ladies have a Chiyav Shmiya and the men have a Chiyav Kriya, so that's two separate Chiyav Bahal. That's Shachas Mishah. How can you be Chayav? So what if some of you answered that, what do you mean? Kriya is more. You say Kriya is more. But there's a lump. Hold on a second.
He's chayiv shmiya too.
Oh, it's very interesting. That's the shayla. That's what I want to talk about. Are men chayiv in shmiya? Give me an afkamina. Very good. Are men chayiv in shmiya? What was I going to say?
Enough.
What? I'm in Chayav Yishmir, what did I say?
Also.
It's not in the Bruch. It's not in the Bruch, it's not a Raya, because they're for sure Chayav in Mikra. There's no shout about it. A lady, first of all, like I was saying, there's a few guys who know something. The Shabur brings down in Tofresh Petes of Cotton Days that is a Machlik Zapriskim, whether or not a Cherish, this chayiv in kriya mikra, whether it could be mighty the tzibor, the mishmaror paskin will be right back for him that a cherish could be mighty. That means a cherish can't hear what he's saying, correct? A cherish can't hear what he's saying. A cherish can't hear what he's saying. It's a chayiv to ride on what? That the men are only chayiv in mikra and not in shmir. Let's see if I will come out enough kamina. What happens if I have a lady who's a chereshes? The mishmaror paskin will talk reish beis beis of cotton beis that a guy who's a cherish is chayiv. I'm talking about Cherish Medaber, Eno Shemeya. Shabur Paskin, Tokrish Beis, he brings the Achoin and the Goin and the Shagazari and others who hold that you're Chayiv. Because the mitzvah is a Kriya, even though you don't hear it. You don't have to have Shemeya also. So it won't be by a lady who's a Chereshes, if you're a Godin Paskin, and the Tokrish Beis, the lady can't be. Might see another lady if she's a Chereshes, because she's not Chayiv, because she can't hear. So the question is, in fact, what do you call? So how could a man be Machai? How could a man be Yitzhalei? Two different mitzvahs. What's a mitzvah Kriya? What's a mitzvah Shia? There are different mitzvahs in Gansen. What? Yeah, but you have to hear. He's not a Bar Chiyuva on that mitzvah. He's not a Bar Chiyuva to hear. Horaya Cherishke. What do you call? So the mitzvah that she has, he's not a Bar Chiyuva. Achoyin Amis such a kasha. The kasha they take on is Achoyin Amis. So whether or not it's a kasha or not, because Fort he's about Chiyuva. That's what Rabbi Lieber is signing it. What do you mean? But you're about Chiyuva. Mitzvah Megillah. There's a Mikra Megillah. There's a Shvias Megillah. Even if the man's not Chayiv in Shvias,
at least the peer, the other ladies.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to hear from a Bar Chiyuva. So if the man's not chayiv mishpia, so you could answer it and say, we're talking about the Rach Yuv and the gentleman's Megillah. But hold on, but I saw a Mori de Garayo. I saw a Mori de Garayo. That men are chayiv mishmir also. Mani Araya? Mani Araya. The Mishmura Paskins, in Tof Reish, the Ramah, listen to a Lamdish Araya. Yeah, listen to Araya. In Tof Reish Peites Sif Gimel, the Ramah Paskins, what happens if a guy is a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choyrin? Listen to a Lamdish Asach, it's not much a Yom Tov, I'm going to say. Yeah, look in Tof Reish Peites Sif Gimel, the Ramah brings down. Says the Ramah, afilo atzmoi eino moitzi. Let's try to break this down to the pieces. So, guys, a chatzi ever chatzi ben chayrin, he can't be moitzi himself. Now, this din is learned out of Tkiyah Shofar. This is by Tkiyah Shofar. The person is a chatzi ever chatzi ben chayrin. The din is you can't be moitzi yourself. Why not, by the way? Because the chatzi ben chayrin is hearing a Tkiyah Shofar of who? Of a chatzi ever. And the chatzi ben chayrin can't be yates of a Tkiyah Shofar from an ever. So, the Ramah over here copied and pasted it over. It said by Mikra Megillah, if you're a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, you can't be moitzi yourself, because your chatzi eved, your chatzi ben chayrin is hearing a Mikra Megillah from who? From the chatzi what? Chatzi eved. Correct. The London, the comparison is not a comparison. Why? Because by the kiyah shayfer, what's the mitzvah?
Shmiyah.
Let's watch. Now the din is that by mitzvah kiyah shayfer, the mitzvah is a shmiyah, but you have to hear the shayfer from somebody who's a lot about you. Let's say a guy hears a Tkiyah Shofar, says the Mishnah Daf Kochtes from Rosh Hashanah, from the Chereshot, what's the din? You're not Yotze. I, the Mitzvah is the Shmir. But you have to hear it from a Baruch Yehuda, because the guy's being made to you with Tkiyah Shofar, whatever that means. We talk about it other years. Mele, watch. Frekta Lomdim, by Tkiyah Shofar, the Mitzvah is the hearing. So you have to hear it from a Baruch Yehuda. So the Chatzi Ben Choyrin heard a Tkiyah Shofar that was blown by a guy who's a half a what? Half an Eved. And the half an Eved is not a Baruch Yuva klapi the Ben Choyrin, right? So you heard a Tkiyah Shofar, not of a Ben Choyrin. But by Mikra Megillah, if Rabbi Zeichon's right that the mitzvah is the Kriya, so what, I'm not being great to anything. The Chatzi Ben Choyrin read the Megillah? Yes. The Chatzi Eved read the Megillah? What's the problem? The Chatzi Eved is being moitzi. He's not being moitzi anything with me. Each half did what they need to do. They read the Megillah. There's no mitzvah Shmiya by man, and the whole mitzvah is the Mikra Megillah. Affect all the lamdim. So why by chatzi eved chatzi ben choyrin do I say that he can't be moitzi himself in mikra megillah? Why? Because he's hearing a megillah from where? From a chatzi eved by shofar with the mitzvah shmiya. And you have to have a shmiya tkiyah shofar from who? You have to have a shmiya tkiyah shofar from who? From a bar chiyuva. So the chatzi ben choyrin heard a tkiyah shofar that was blown by a guy who's half an eved. So he can't be yotze. But by Mikra Megillah, all the chiv is just the reading. So I'm a chatzi ben choyrin, my chatzi ben choyrin read it. What was their problem? The chatzi eved read it. What's the problem? The eved is being moitzi me something. My tkiyah shofar is being moitzi me something because I'm hearing his tkiyah shofar. But by Mikra Megillah, if the mitzvah is only the kriya, not the shmiya, so then the chatzi ben choyrin, read the Megillah. He read the Megillah. What do you want now? He's not being great to anything. For the, he doesn't need anything from the chatzi eved. He read the Megillah. The Chayr is a very powerful Raya. What? I can hear.
But also in the other hand.
I'm saying so. Each half read the Megillah. No, they didn't read the Megillah. Each half read the Megillah. Each half read the Megillah. The Chayr is not the Megillah. The Chayr is not read the Megillah. As much as Chayr and I am, that's as much as I read it. What are you talking about? I'm hearing for something I'm not hearing. The Mitzvah is not to hear. So the Chayr is not going to be Zekron. That's what Rabbi Zekron meant to mean. When I said he meant to love the Sharia. Rabbi Zekron meant to ask that the Chayr have a Raya that what? That the mitzvah is the shmir. That means the man has a chiyuv of to read it and to hear it. And he has to hear it from a Baruch Yehuva. So it's a steer in the Mishaburah. Because the goyin who the Mishaburah is quoting says that a cheresh could be mitzi. I didn't hear it. And then a chatzi ever chatzi ben choyrin, the goyin doesn't argue on. So on the ladies, I could say that the mitzvah is what? Is the shmir. On the ladies, I could say that the mitzvah is the shmir. But on the men, do the men have a mitzvah shmiyah or not? Is the chayra mitzvah that a man is a cherish is yaitzah and he's chayiv and he can be mitzi? Mitzvah Sheni stated, Achasi Eved, Achasi Ben Choyrin can't be Moitzi himself. Now the question is, if there's no Mitzvah Shmiyah, the Mitzvah is only the Kriya, it's not being Moitzi himself, Achal. All he's doing is, he's reading the Megillah. He's learning the Megillah. He doesn't need to do more than that. A double pellets, a Tzorach Yen Kol, there's a stira in the Halacha by the men. Do the men have a Chiyah Shmiyah also, or the men only have a Chiyah Kriya? Achayah from the Din of Cheresh state that the men only have a Chiyah of Kriya. They don't have to hear it, Bechal. Ad kedei kach that a Cheresh could be Moitzi. Mitzat Sheni, the Din of Chatzi Ev Chatzi Ben Choyrin state that the men also have a Chiyah Shmiyah. They have a Din of Kriya also, but they have a Din of Shmiyah that they have to go ahead and do it. That's why Chatzi Ev Chatzi Ben Choyrin is not Yoitzim. Choyrin is a shocking stira in the thing. Akoponim, Nachzul in Yenenu. One second. So what do we say so far? So far I started off with a Hakir the Brisker off. What's the gather of the Chiyah of the ladies? Is the Afi Noyeh Beis put them back in the box with the men? Or the Afi Noyeh Beis creates a new Chiyah? We have a Raya from the Bahag. The Bahag says that the ladies make a different bracha, they make a bracha l'shmoya. And the Bahag says, Lefi Zeh, that their Chiyah is the Shmiyah, they can't be made to the men. Because they have two different Chiyah. So we have a Raya to the Brisker off Hakir that doesn't put you back into the men. And it's a separate Chiyah. And then the Chiyah is a guard under the Gather. It's the Gather of Shmiyah, now the Gather of Kriya. That's Aleph. Beis, Rabbi Zekar raised a very important point. What about the men? Do the men have a Chiyah of Kriya? How are the men on waiting to the ladies? So I bought a steer on that. Mitzadachat Meshavu Paskins, like most of the Achroinim, that a Cheresh, somebody who's deaf is Chayav and Mikra Megillah, and he can be made to other people. Mitzadachat, we have this strange din of Chatziyav and Chatziyav and Chayavim, where he's not Yetzi himself because he heard the Megillah. Why is he different than a deaf guy? That's the guy. Why is the Chatzi Ben Choyrin different than a guy who was deaf who didn't hear it at all? What do I care? What do I care that you heard it from so right, there wasn't the kind of mitzvah. What I wonder was the key with the mitzvah. Is Mekayim the mitzvah or not?
Because he's an hour.
So how could he be right to me then? But he's missing part of it. But he was Mekayim the mitzvah.
It's not as much as he could do it.
There's also a scene, by the way. If he can't be Mekayim the mitzvah the way it is, he's not a Bach Yuba, finished. The Cheresh should be potter. He can't do this. He's potter for the mitzvah. Somebody who can't do the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is the Shmir, and so then he's not a Bach Yuba, so he can't go in mitzvah. It's somebody else.
Why isn't that a problem by Chetzi Eved? He didn't do a
full Ma'aseh of learning. The Chetzi Ben Choyrin did a full Ma'aseh of learning.
But he used the
Chetzi Eved. Was it before that he was Chayim? He did a Kriya. I know what the problem is. There's no such problem, by the way. By Shefer, nobody says such a pshat. By Shefer, the pshat of Rishayim is because he heard it from Wadikbal. That's what the problem is. What do you mean he used the Wadikbal? A beeful that the Ben Choyrin is high. He read it. The entire chetzi of the Ben Choyrin read it. Oh. What? What does he say?
Good. The Kriya he has spoke Kriya of Ben Choyrin.
No,
Ben Choyrin read it, but the Kriya he has is...
Yeah, but that's exactly my taina. There's no halacha in the Kriya. All the mitzvah is the Maisa Kriya. A people that the Ben Chatzim Bechayim was chayiv. He did what he's chayiv to do. What's missing? What's the Chatzim Bechayim missing? What do I care? He did the Chatzim Bechayim a people that he was chayiv did a full Kriya.
The Chatzim Bechayim only needs a half a Kriya?
He didn't do half a Kriya. He did a full Kriya. What does it bother me? If I need to be yaitza with the Kriya, then it's coming from a Makar or Ptor. But if Avifol, the Chatzim Ben Choyrin did his Kriya, and the Chatzim Ever did his Kriya. That's part one. Part two is a very interesting Zach, which comes out of this. Is a fizah. We'll go back to the Brisker Rav now. What did Brisker Rav say? We had a Hakira. And the Hakira was whether or not Afin Erbeis and Eis put the ladies back in the men because it was Mafkia, the dinner of Mizaleh Shvan Groma, or what? It's a special Nukhir. So from that, we have a special Nukhir. The sheet of the Rambam is very interesting. Rabbi Rosenthal, we're talking about the Rambam now. Yeah? The sheet of the Rambam is very, very interesting. The Rambam, on one hand, says Mefurish, that means what's about Mefurish? The Chavish is Medayik, I'm talking about Perak Aleph, Hilchos Megillah, Halacha Aleph. V'hakol chayovim b'kriyasa, anoshim v'noshim v'geirim v'avodim v'shukhrorim. Avodim who are free, which is like Geirim, slowly. So the Chavish over there, Afadar, is Medayik in the Rama, that regular Avodim k'nanim avodim. Avodim k'nanim avodim, slowly. So according to the Brisker Rav's mechanisms, what should be, if I see in the Rambam that an Eved Kanani is potter, I Eved Kanani is not like a lady, just a lady is potter. How could the Rambam pass that lady is like Eved Megillah? He says, Avodah potter, then of course. By the way, it's not a tig. I would say, Avodah Meshachor. You say, Avodah, no shev Avodah. It's not about permission here after all. That Avodah potter. I the Chayiv mitzvahs like ladies, slowly. I the Chayiv mitzvahs like ladies. Is the right to the Brisker Rav that the ladies are what? Are what? Our new chiyuv. The ladies are not going back to the men's chiyuv. If the ladies go back to the men's chiyuv, so what the ladies have a chiyuv? Our for sure have a chiyuv. Our hookish to the ladies. The terrace is the ladies don't go back to the men's chiyuv. The ladies have a buzz under a chiyuv. And our bottom don't have that chiyuv. Slowly. Slowly. So if it's true, slowly. So if it's true, the Elamites are right. The ladies have a new chiyuv. If the ladies have a new chiyuv, so what should be the din about ladies being married to men? If the ladies have a new chiyuv, what should be the din of ladies being married to men? They can't be Yitzchak because ladies have a new chiyuv.
Even though they both have the same
chiyuv. Oh, we'll talk about that in a second. But the Rambam says before that ladies could be Yitzchak. Magen Mishael learns off in the Rambam that ladies could be Yitzchak. So we have an interesting riddle here. Mitzad Echol, the Rambam paskins that Avodah Mapotah, which means that the chiyuv of ladies is not going back to the chiyuv of the men. Mitzad Sheni, the Rambam paskins that a lady could be Yitzchak man, because they do have the same chiyuv as the men. So the Brisker Rav is discussing everything also. Yes, because that's what his derech. Zakhtarov, that even those mefurish in the Rambam that avodah mapotah, which means that ladies don't have the same chiyuv as the men, because if they have the same chiyuv as the men, the avodah will be included. But the reason why the ladies can be married to the men is because hagam that the ladies have a new chiyuv, but the new chiyuv was the same chiyuv as the men have, a chiyuv kriya, not a chiyuv shmir. It means we have two shitas in the world of the Bahag. One shita is that ladies have a new chiyuv, and the new chiyuv they have is a chiyuv shmir. Zakhtar Mishab Baruch, they can't be married, Zakhtar Bahag, they can't be married to the men, that's a chiyuv. The second cheat is that the ladies have a new chiyuv. That means they're not part of the regular chiyuv of men. It's not the pshat that they were mafkiyah than a mitzvah shek grama. But together of the chiyuv that they placed on the ladies was the same chiyuv they placed on the men. Because of Afin Eibay Sanes, and Avodah wasn't included in that.
And we know what the Rambam holds about the bracha.
Wait, say that again?
We know what the Rambam holds about the Lashon and the bracha.
He doesn't say Lishmoya. He doesn't say Lishmoya. What?
Doesn't say Bechayam Mekriyasa?
He says Mekriyasa, so it's Mashmah, it's a deer. Yeah. He doesn't say that they make the bracha Lishmoya. Is the fee this? It comes out that we have a hachra on the hakira of the Brisker Rav from two directions. From the Rambam, who says that Avodah Mapotah is a raya, that it's a new chiyuv. But the Rambam says the ladies can be mighty the men. But he says the chiyuv of the ladies is the chiyuv kriya. From the Bahag, it's even more extreme. The Bahag says that the ladies are chayav in a mitzvah of shmiya, not a mitzvah of kriya. So it's about the hachra of the Brisker Rav. But it's very possible that the word of Avodah is something very interesting. I'll tell you interesting stuff. You all know there's a famous sefer on Chanukah Megillah. You know the sefer? He gave it out Friday, right? It doesn't mean no one knows it. You guys know who wrote this? What's his name? What? This is, when I was a young boy, not a brother even, this is like the only sefer of Lomdus and Chanukah Megillah before all the other swarm came out. There's a Talmud Brisker Rav called Chaim Torchim, Chaim Aaron. No. Chaim Aaron, yeah. The famous sefer on Lashon HaZikah called Maisachia, which you never saw and probably will never see. It's a Murray Lucas sefer. It brings a lot of Torah from the Brisker Rav. He was one of the closest to me, the Brisker Rav. He brings out a different shot from the Brisker Rav, where there's no Raya from the Rambam. I have Avodah Mapotah. How can Avodah be Potter and Lashon be the regular Chiyuv? What's together? So he says a fascinating Zacha, interesting idea from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav asked that at the end of the Megillah, there's an interesting Rashi here. Right at the end of the Megillah, the pasuk says like this: Kimu veKiblu Ayehudim Aleim veElzarom Ba'Kol Anilvim Aleim. Ba'Yom Ve'Elin Iskorim VeNasim B'Chol Dor V'Dor. Who's Nilvim? The word Nilvim means accompanies people who Malava. Who's that? It says Rashi over here. Nilvim Geirim Hasidim Lizgayer. Rashi. They were Makabal on themselves for all the Geirim that are ever going to be in Lizgayer. Frekta Rav, Madamaisa. Chazal made a takana of Kriyat Megillah. Since when do Geirim need a separate invitation? They're part of Kali, so. So if they made a Chiyah, they made a Chiyah. As they affect the world, what?
They weren't by the
what do you say?
They weren't there by the
day. So what? But the Kachzame Takona. Where do we find the Hanukkah guys that Gerard is potter? He wasn't around Bishas Hanukkah. Neither were you, by the way. You hear? And saying, so what's the shot? Affect the world. What do you mean? I call him Nilma, I call him Gerim. Whoever heard such a thing? What do you mean the Gerim? The Gerim that the argument is Gerim. Otherwise, they'd be potter. What was data? So, the Rav, I'm worried the Gazach, which is probably Poshim Shat. He brings down that the Rav said that state in this Rashi that the mitzvah of Purim required a Kabbalah. It's not like all other mitzvahs. That means when Chazal made a Takana, later on, by the way, this Takana is together a Chiv of Bezdin, of Divrei Seferim, the Chiv is a Chiv that the Chayiv had to make a Kabbalah on themselves. And whoever wasn't included in the Kabbalah wasn't Chayiv. As they state L'Chayiv in Rashi. As they say, L'chayim Rashi, he brings down over here that the Rav said he says about etzem me'inyan tzorach l'hovin ma'ishan ha'ach mitzvah tzorach kabbalah. What do you need a kabbalah for? He brings down a Rambam in Perek Beis Mamrim Halacha Zayin that if Chazal made a gzera that was pashut to b'chol Yisrael. If Chazal made a din that was pashut b'chol Yisrael, this pashut b'chol Yisrael, everyone did it. But Amar Hadover came shonim rabbis. La'achas man meruba Amar bezdin achu ubadak b'chol Yisrael v'rosh. Ain't no such a person. Chol Yisrael's not doing it. They have rishus to mevatel it. So he says that since every takana requires pashut b'chol Yisrael, in order that bezdin can't be mevatel it. See, he says kamashul on krod the kimu v'kibla ayuda takanas who pashut b'chol Yisrael, and that's what it means. Listen, he says pshat the briskerov. He says v'zeu de kovesayim v'kro hayom ve'elin eskar v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor. It has to be mispashut all the times. It means Klal Yisrael took on themselves, not only for them, they took it on for all the Dairis, like Rashi says, by the way, they were Kabbalah on themselves, even for Gerim who are going to be in this guy, which is an interesting Kabbalah. Mela comes out, I'm worried the Kazakh. Shita, tremendous Rash, that the mitzvah of Megillah required a Kabbalah on Klal Yisrael and a Kabbalah for all the Dairis, says Rashi. If you're not giving a kabbal for the geir, it's not going to apply. It only applies to the Eden. Mela said the Rav, a new pshat. Since Rashi says kol nilvim, says Rashi is the geir, what about the avodim? They weren't included. The avodim weren't included. They were kabbal for the geir, not for the avodim. Mela said the Rav, a different pshat. Listen to the pshat. The pshat is that the etzem, it could be that ladies could be moitzi men. Why? Because ladies have the same chiyuv as men. The other side of the chiyuv, not like the Bahak. That's Afin Oibes takes off the din of what? It takes off the din of Mr. Shman Grommel. Aye, so why not have all the machayim? Let them be din like ladies. The test is because when Mikra Megillah is a new din that it required a Kabbalah, and Rashi says they were Makabal for Gerim, and they were Makabal for Avodim. That's Pshat the Rambam. The Rambam says they were Makabal for everybody except for the Avodim. They were Makabal for the Avodim. And thought they were Makabal for the Avodim, so somebody who becomes an Eved 100 years later is not included in the Kibbul Mekiblu. So it could be Lo'ilam, that there's no right from the Rambam. Lo'ilam the Rambam holds like the other side of the Chakila. That Be'etzem, the ladies go back to the Chiyuv of the men. The original Chakira. The ladies go back to the Chiyuv of the men. Because we mafkir the Dibbis of the Rambam. I said, why does the Rambam say Avodim on Chayiv? Because Avodim wasn't included in the Kabbalah. They only included the Gair. They weren't in the Kabbalah. It means it's a new Zach. The mitzvah of Megillah requires a Kimu v'Kiblu for all the Dibbis. And Mordek Zach, by the way, you see the Kayach. That the Kabbalah that they made is Mechayiv us. They made a Kabbalah, they undertook it, and that's Mechayev, Zarum, hold over those. Mechayev, all the Dairis, and all the Kindalach, and all the offspring for all the Dairis afterwards. The male, the Fizeh, if that's true, so then we have a world war. The Bahag holds that a lady can't be made to a man, why? Because it's a different Mechayev. He is Chayev Shmi, is what it's called. And that means in the Shrevish of the Zach and the Chakir of the Briskerov, the Chayev of the ladies is a separate Chayev, it's not the Chayev of the men. But the Rambam who says the ladies could be moitz to the men, I say stay in Rashi, by the way. Rashi and Erech and Daf Gimel and Alf on top says the ladies could be moitz to men. First Rashi. Top Rashi and Erech and Daf Gimel, the ladies could be moitz to men. Is it Pashtus? Is it because they hold the other side of the Chakira? That the ladies now have the Chiyuv of the men. Af Hein Vayis and Eish means they were included and we took off the Din of Mitzvah Shema and Groma. Aye, so why does Rambam say not of Adam? There's a fee this additional brisker of that the Chiyuv of Megillah requires Kabbalah. What's interesting to me is what Zekon asked. Are the men chayim in Shmiya also? That's the interesting shaila. There's a stira. Mitzad echad we see that a chayrish is yaitza. Most places can pass him like that. And mitzad sheni, a guy is a chatzi ever, chatzi ben chayim, can't be moitz himself. I should say, as of now, the misiba is scheduled in my house at 11 o'clock. But it could be there'll be a change. Again, because transportation is very difficult. There's no buses and there's no taxis. We might make it a job closer. I just want to appoint one or two guys who could be in charge of the Oilam can call to check where the misiba is at the last minute. We'll volunteer two or three guys that I will be in touch with. Rabbi Hach, Rabbi Simcha, and Rabbi Danny. So those three guys will know already by tomorrow night where the misiba is on Purim of the day, either be in my house or be somewhere substantially closer. One of the younger light offered his house there, so we'll see if we can make it a closer place. Tonight is supposed to be some sort of something, hopefully, for the Oilam, maybe. So the Bachman should keep an eye on what the program is in the night activity.
Moshe Shabbos?
What?
Moshe Shabbos? That's all explained just.
Moshe Shabbos?
Shiddush.
Moshe Shabbos is Shiddush, but until Moshe Shabbos, we have a long way. Moshe Shabbos will be the Shiddush at 11 o'clock upstairs in Beis Hashai, if we can do it upstairs. Hopefully by then we'll be able to do it. And as you all hope, it's always an army. It's over. And kids spread the word at 11 o'clock for those who are in Shidduchim. That includes you now.
What is the typical pay though of a student? I'm personally interested in going. What's the
I haven't paid.